Coming up on episode number 664, it is an all-request night, and we got some great ones for you. A cover of a certain Steelers Wheel song, something covering Blue Cantrell, but you can't guess what song that is. And Lips Inc., boy, a bunch of one-hit wonders getting covered on tonight's show. All this, Tina and Trivia, and what the heck is the deal with Coverville and Frog Pants? All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is April 13th, 2010. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you requests. You've emailed me, you've called me, you've tweeted, you've Facebooked, you've done all that stuff, and told me the songs that you want to hear, and I am happy to arrange them in a nice, pleasing bouquet. Fragrant, isn't it? And present them to you here. A little bit later on the show, we'll talk about Coverville and Frog Pants, and we'll hear from Tina as we do some Musically Challenged. But first, let's get to a cover request by Bill in Santa Fe. Now, there are two great bands of the late 90s that I think were very underrated, underappreciated, didn't get the attention that they deserve for the kind of cutting-edge power pop sound that they had. One of them is the Pursuit of Happiness, and the other one is a band called Material Issue. Now, Material Issue had a bunch of hits that everybody knows. Valerie Loves Me, Kim the Waitress, Diane, What Girls Want, that was a big one, Everything, which sounds like it was an answer to What Girls Want, ba-dum-bum. But they also were known for a couple great covers, and Bill wanted to hear a cover done by Material Issue. I was happy to pick one from the library here. This is a cover of the sweet song Little Willie. You'll find it on the 1990 compilation 20 Explosive Dynamic Super Smash Hits. Here is Little Willie by Material Issue.
Oh, no. Hey, Brian, it's AC Royal from New York. I know you're a lyrics guy and you don't do too many instrumentals, but I have one cover request that really cooks. It's by Alexi Vanin, V-A-N-I-N, and he does an awesome job of rocking Poker Face by Gaga. It's on iTunes under the title P-Face. Awesome show, and I hope you can fit it in.
Alexi Vanin with his instrumental cover of Lady Gaga's Poker Face, which he calls P-Face. You'll find that on an album released last year called The First, thanks to AC Royal in New York for requesting that one. Before that, something going out to Bill in Santa Fe, Little Willie by Material Issue. I just got the connection there. He actually didn't request Little Willie. He requested Material Issue, but Bill, Little Willie, what a weird coincidence. You'll find that on a really cool an album that was released as part of a trilogy by Pravda Records in the 90s called 20 Explosive Dynamic Super Smash Hit Explosions. That was one of them. The other ones were things like that, like 20 Explosive Fantastic Rock and Mega Smash Hit Explosions. And then the third one was just plain old called Star Power. But all three of them featured covers of primarily 70s hits, 70s number one hits by up-and-coming artists like Material Issue, who I talked about at the beginning of the show, Little Willie, going out to Bill in Santa Fe. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA, audioengineusa.com. Their innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features. I've been talking about the speakers the last couple shows. Let's go ahead and talk about their wireless products. The AW1 is their premium wireless audio adapter. Basically allows you to play your music wirelessly from any audio device or computer to your Audio Engine powered speakers or a stereo receiver or a powered subwoofer, whatever. The AW1 provides CD quality stereo sound with no reduction in audio quality and no lag either. Basically, if you want to watch a movie on your laptop but have the sound come through on your stereo system several feet away, yeah, you could stretch a cord and worry about the dogs tripping it and yanking your plug out of the wall or yanking the laptop off the table. But why not use a wireless product like this, which will send the audio wirelessly from your laptop to the stereo system? The best part about this, no lag. So if you're playing a video game and you're fragging somebody, you want to hear the fragging instantly. You don't want any delay on your fragging, for Pete's sake. For more information, go to www.audioengineusa.com. And when you're ready to buy, enter the coupon code COVER10, that's COVERTEN, when you buy online, and you'll receive 10% off of your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's a very important point right there. Find out more at audioengineusa.com. All right, so Alexi Venon decided to change the name for his cover of Poker Face to Pee Face. Our next song did the same thing. And more appropriately, when your band is called the Eagles of Death Metal, you got to change the name of the Steelers Wheel song to Stuck in the Metal. This is going out to Erica, who is also known as Mizuru in World of Warcraft in the AIE Guild. Here is Stuck in the Metal by Eagles of Death Metal.
To the left of your joker, to the right, here I am.
Carolina Chocolate Drops, from an album called Genuine Negro Jig. Yes, that is the name of the album. Came out this year, and a couple people requested that one. Hit 'em Up Style, originally by Blue Cantrell, going out to Jeff in Ohio and Daniel in Chicago, both requesting that song. Nice little funky cover there. Before that, Stuck in the Metal, going out to Erica, plays Mizuru in AIE. That is by the Eagles of Death Metal, of course, a cover of the Steelers' Wheel song, Stuck in the Middle. All right, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on with Coverville and Frog Pants. Scott made the announcement yesterday, and I'm very happy to have been asked to join the Frog Pants Studios Network feed. Basically, here's what it means. It means that basically there's a whole big audience to Frog Pants Studios that I'm already a part of because I help out with a show called Film Sack. I've been on The Instance as a guest and helped out with a few other things. Scott was very generous and asked if Coverville would like to be part of the feed. So basically what this means, if you're already getting Coverville, you're already subscribed to it, iTunes or whatever, however you're subscribed to Coverville, don't worry, that's not going to change. You won't notice anything different except for a new Frog Pants outro at the end of the show. And yes, I know outro isn't a word. if you're just discovering the show for the first time as listening to the Frog Pants Studios feed, well, welcome, and thanks for checking it out. The best way to think about it, and in no way could I ever compare myself to the great J.J. Abrams, but if you think of it like Lost, if you think of Coverville like Lost, you know, you've got the studio that produces it, which is Bad Robot, which for Coverville is Coverville Media Studios. That doesn't change. You've got the company that sells advertising for it, which is kind of the network that they're on, ABC. But ABC is also responsible for the distribution. Now, for Coverville, Backbeat Media handles sponsorships and advertising, things like that. If you want to become an advertiser, by the way, on Coverville, please contact the fine folks at Backbeat Media. You can email me and I'll give you all that information. And then ABC Studios distributes the show. It presents it on its network. So that's kind of like Frog Pants Studios. So that's how the whole thing works out. In any case, I'm super happy to be part of the Frog Pants Studios network. In some fantastic company, too, like The Instance, Film Sack, Movielicious, Ladies of Leet, Final Score, Current Geek, things like that. I mean, there's so many great shows. And if you haven't checked out all the different podcasts available as part of Frog Pants Studios, then go to frogpants.com and have a look. Take a look at all the great shows that are there. Shows like Lyrics Undercover and Today in Music History, Tired Thumbs, those for right now are not changing. You know, nothing's changing about those. If anything changes about that in the future, I'll let you know. And there you go. That's what's happening with Coverville and Frog Pants. So welcome, new Frog Pants listeners. All right, so the Carolina Chocolate Drop song that we played before the break, Hit 'em Up Style, covering Blue Cantrell, definitely a change up in genre. And that, if you're new to Coverville, that is what you're going to find a lot of on Coverville. And nowhere is it better exemplified than in the next two tracks. You take a song that is tied to a genre, like, for example, Funky Town by Lips Incorporated, and you take the song out of that genre, out of kind of that disco genre, and you move it into a different kind of music. All of a sudden, the meaning of the song still stays the same, although maybe the tone changes or the feel changes. And that's what I like to present here on Coverville. Perfect example right here, Funky Town. Eric in Castle Rock, Colorado, asked me to look up and find a great cover of Funky Town. I've got quite a few of them in all different styles, all different musical genres. But this one I thought was a very good example of what I mean. We're taking it out of the disco and putting it into kind of the old country style, and certainly taking the tone of the song down from being an up-tempo, cheerful disco number into kind of like a get me out of here kind of thing. Here's Funky Town, performed by the Tanqueray Cowboys.
Gotta make a move to a town, a town that's right for me. Nothing fair in this world, there's nothing safe in this world, there's nothing sure in this world, there's nothing pure in this world. It's a nice day to start again, and it's a nice day for a white wedding. Hey little sister, done. Hey little sister, who's the only one? Hey little sister, who's the one you want? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again, and it's a nice day for a white wedding. I've been away for so long, so long. I've been away for so long, so long, and it's a nice day to start again, and it's a nice day for a white wedding. There's nothing fair in this world, there's nothing safe in this world, there's nothing sure in this world, there's nothing pure in this world. It's a nice day to start again, and it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again, and it's a nice day for a white wedding.
White Wedding by Whip from the 2007 album Bridging the Distance, cover of the Billy Idol song. Again, you know, you listen to a song like that when it's taken out of the musical style that you're used to hearing it in and becomes something totally different. That one is going out to Polly in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, Polly, for suggesting that one. Before that, Funky Town by the Tanqueray Cowboys comes from a discontinued CD. You got to look around for this one because it's worth it. Came out in 2002 called Saturday Night Hay Fever, and it featured country versions of disco songs. Not just songs from Saturday Night Fever, but all across the board. Of course, the original of that song done by Lips Incorporated. Not Lips Incorporated, Lips Inc. If you say Lips Incorporated, it blows the joke.
Okay.
Hey, Tina, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. My lovely wife, Tina, is joining me for another edition of Musically Challenged.
I am.
This is the end of show segment that where we get a chance to play some trivia rounds sent in by listeners. And this one comes in from, this is JR in Valencia.
Okay. Well, Jay, I'm going to apologize immediately because I am somewhat brain fried.
You've had a hell of a day, haven't you?
I have.
I can just tell by looking at you.
Really?
Yeah, you look frazzled.
Frazzled?
Frazzled.
Is it my hair?
No, no.
Okay.
You just look...
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, well,
like,
had a busy day working
like,
then.
Intense interviews, trying to hire for somebody to do a similar position I do.
Right.
And it's a lot of pressure because you want somebody good. You want somebody who is going to fit in well with everybody else, mm-hmm. do a good job, and supervise people. So anyway, it's a lot. I didn't get lunch until like after 1 o'clock.
Oh, no.
And I'm an 11:30 lunch.
Yeah, you
out.
Are. You've been
I got
been
blood
trained.
Sugar issues to deal with, so.
All right. Well, that said, let's go ahead and jump into this. This one, well, we'll have him introduce it.
Hello, Brian and Tina. This is JR, not only a citizen of beautiful Valencia, California, but now also a Coverville citizen and a proud one at that.
Yay.
And I'm back with another edition of the song title, Remains the Same. As you know, the game consists of song clips of songs that happen to share the same song title, and you need to guess that song title and the artists performing in the clips. This round is the traditional three questions with two song clips each. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Here's question one.
Oh, Tina, you should know this.
Here's.
All right. So the first one, could you place it?
It's, I cannot.
It's cool because he pulled.
I told you I was brain fried, but they both sound so familiar.
Yeah. Well, the song, the first one is Girl by the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of them, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just a little bit.
But I don't recognize the second one. It sounded, it's got that same kind of piano riff similar
almost
to.
It sounded like Barry Manilow, honestly.
Yeah, or Singing in the Rain.
Yes.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. But I don't know who did that second one.
I don't know.
All right. Number two.
Question two.
Nice. Very cool. All right.
What's this is hard.
Oh,
I
Tina.
Need, I know. I told you I was brain fried. The first one, I have absolutely no clue.
Really?
Really.
Oh, you're gonna kick yourself.
I'm going to kick myself on the second one.
You're going to kick yourself on the first one.
I know I hear it a lot, and I want to say it's something like... I don't know. I can't even think of.
All right.
I can't even think of a band name.
Well, here's the first one is "Lady" by Styx.
Oh. Oh yeah, yeah. I know that song.
Yeah, of course you know that song.
I'm not gonna sing it, but.
No, the second one is somebody we talked about when we were talking about Terrence Trent D'Arby the other night, and this guy's name came up.
Couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Lenny Kravitz.
Okay. Yeah. So you remember those names? I remember. All the other stuff.
You remember all the other stuff. Yeah. All right. Let's go to number three.
And here's question three.
Oh, Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
Okay, is it lady?
No.
But what is it?
It's woman.
Woman, that's right. Okay, yep. Close.
Yep.
And then was that Paul McCartney was the last one? What?
The other one.
Huh?
The other guy.
John Lennon?
There you go.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
I didn't recognize the first one. It sounded a little bit like Alice Cooper's School's Out for Summer, but
I know.
But obviously it was somebody doing a song called Woman. I like the theme, by the way, this week, JR. Very, very subtle. Yeah, I don't know who did that other woman song. All right, let's hear the answers.
Okay, here come the answers. Song title one was Girl. With that, we had the Beatles, the Fab Four, and a member of the pre-Fab Four, Davy Jones.
Ah.
Me. How could you have and gotten my right?
Yeah. You could almost hear, oh, I could fly neath the wings on that same little piano beat there.
Song title two was Lady. With that one, we had the unlikely pairing of Styx and Lenny Kravitz.
Lady, from the moment
how could you not get this?
I
thought this was right up your alley.
I know. It totally is.
And song title three was Woman. For that one, we had Wolf Mother and Bringing Things Almost Full Circle, John Lennon. And that wraps up this round. Tally up your scores, and I'll see you next time.
All right. Sounds good, JR. Well, we did pretty well of the six possible points we got for.
We did really well. Thank you for letting me be on your team.
You can't see the air quotes that Tina is sarcastically throwing my direction. All right. Okay.
No, I'm just saying that I was not very good this time.
Well, you were brain fried. Yeah,
you knew it when I walked in.
Absolutely. That's why I made you sit down, because
I would have been pacing.
Right, exactly. All right, well, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line, which is a recording, 206-222-COVER. Really, it's 206-222-COVE, but, you know, Cove doesn't sound as good.
No,
right?
It does
it's
not.
It's not Coveville.
All right, continue.
It's Coverville. You can also go to coverville.com and post your comments. In the show notes there, you can Facebook me at facebook.com/coverville. You can tweet me, twitter.com/coverville. Basically, you know, if it's out there and it ends with a .com, you put a /coverville, and I'm probably there.
Okay.
How's that? okay, that is going to do it for this edition. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story, and I don't have it in my list who it's going to be, but it'll be episode number 665, and then, of course, you know what that means. Next Tuesday's episode is going to be episode 666.
I want nothing to do with next week's episode.
Really?
No, wow. I don't know.
I sense fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. Until next time, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Maybe you can skip that episode. Just go from 665 to 667.
Oh, no. There has to be a 666. Coverville is a proud member of Backbeat Media Podcast Network and the Frog Pants Studios Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. I'm going to have to redo this ending part, aren't I?
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.